the word of God. In John chapter 1, it said this, in the beginning was God. In the beginning was the word of God. The word was with God, and the word is God. And in him, glory to God, is life. Well, in who? The word. Who is the word? That's God. In him was life, and all things was made by him. And without him, is not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light, illumination of the world, a world that was in darkness, blinded to the truth of who we really are, where we really come from, why we really here, what we really can do, and where we really go in and up there, in darkness. And the light began to shine in that darkness, that ignorance of what's really going on, and boy, I'm talking about the darkness couldn't put it out. It couldn't see it. It couldn't overtake it. It couldn't stop it from shining. He came to his own, who? The Word, who? Jesus. And they received him not. But as many as received him, he gave them the power to become the Son of God, the sons of God, the offsprings of God. And then in verse 14 of John chapter 1, they say, and the Word, who is the Word? That's God. And the Word became flesh, a human being. And we beheld him as the Son of the Most High God, and he was full of grace and truth. And the Bible saying of his fullness, what was he full of? Grace and reality. That's what truth means there. Reality. What do you mean? The manifestation of the Word of God. Boy, God spoke and things started manifesting itself. What was he full of? Life. Hallelujah, and grace, and mercy, and peace, and love. And boy, I'm talking about he, and of his fullness have we all received. Everything that he was full of, he gave to us so that we might be full of it too. So what's taking place, man, right now? We becoming that. We haven't reached the mark yet, but we are becoming that. And that's the true purpose for, man, the fivefold ministry and us assembling ourselves together, man, in our church services and everything else, is what? So that, man, we can grow in the knowledge of God's will for our lives, so that we can edify one another, so that through the fivefold ministry, man, we can be built up, man, and encouraged and start, man, through illumination, through knowledge of the name of Jesus, the Word of God, we can, man, begin to start becoming who we already are. Who are they? Mighty men, mighty women of the Most High God. Blessed with all the blessings of God. Blessed with all the ability of God. Blessed with all the nature and the character and everything else, man, that's of God. Blessed in every area of our life, spirit, soul, and body. And boy, it's important, man, for us to come to the knowledge of that and grow in the knowledge of that. And the only way you can come to the knowledge of that and grow in that knowledge, you got to hear that. And you can't hear that just once or every now and then. You got to hear it and 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 hear it forever, all the days of our life. That's the only thing we ought to be hearing. If you want to know the truth of it, what God said. Not what mankind said. Not what the doctor said. Not what the politician said. Not what, man, you know, all these advertisers say, man, you know, and everything else, man, that influence, man, our opinions and our desires and what we say. Boy, let me tell you something. We ought to be hearing and hearing and hearing, man, what our Father in heaven said about us. And we start hearing that, and we start being transformed into that very image and likeness. The Bible says in Corinthians, as we look into that perfect law, it's like looking into a mirror. When you're looking into a mirror, you see an image of yourself. When you really look into the Word of God and hear the Word of God for yourself, then you what you're really seeing is an image of yourself. Hallelujah, because the Word is God. And in him is life. I'm not talking about natural life. I'm not talking about human life. I'm not talking about man of life. I'm not talking about physical life. I'm talking about, boy, Zoe. What's Zoe? Z-O-E. What's that? That's God kind of life. The life of God. Life the way God lives, man, and that kind of life. And boy, that's what the Word of God gives us. That's what Jesus Christ come to give us, what? The God kind of life. Hallelujah. The God kind of life. Superior in quality and superior in quantity. I say I pray that you be filled with the knowledge of God's word for your life. Hallelujah. For I pray, Father, so that you can become, man, what God's word say. So that you can have what God's word say. So that you can be what God's word say. So that you can live what God's word say. And that's what brings glory to our Father in heaven. Well, when the word of God begin to take, man, its proper place in our life, what that is, man, what's its proper place? Superior number one, the head of our life, the guide of our life, the source of our life, the life itself. And when you get that on the inside of you, the word of God, pass your intellect and pass, man, your sense, knowledge, reasoning, all the way down into your spirit. By the revelation, by what the Holy Spirit will revelate to us. I'm not talking about sense knowledge. I'm talking about revelation knowledge. Well, man, God revealed to you himself what his word say and what his word means. Not through getting all the information just from theology and theologians and just apostles and prophets and evangelists and preachers and teachers. Thank God for all of that, man, but I'm talking about a more sure word. Well, you can not only hear, man, what the fivefold ministry say and what mankind say about God, but then you can hear, man, what God say about himself, so that you can hear him. How you hear him? Boy, Jesus, I told you, man, what the Father said, man, about Jesus on the Mountain of Transfiguration. Boy, after Moses and Elijah, Moses represents the law. Elijah represents the prophet. They finished their ministry, and they passed the baton on to Jesus. And when they passed the baton on to Jesus, the Father say, from here on out, hear ye him. Another place in the Bible say, you in time past and in divers ways and in different ways, God spoke to us, man, through the prophets, through the law and the prophets. But in this day here, he don't speak to you just through the law and the prophets. Yes, he's going to speak to us through the law and the prophets, but he's going to go further than that. He going to speak to us himself. Just like he told Moses, man, when he saved them. He told Moses, tell the people, man, to come around this mountain right here, man, to gave him instruction what to do, clean their clothes, get everything cleaned up, and come, man, to this mountain, because I want to speak to them myself. I don't want to speak to them through a prophet. That's not my original will and intent. I'm going to have to do that because they ain't going to allow. So my original intent was for it to be just like it was, man, in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. I wasn't speaking to Adam and Eve through the fivefold ministry. I was speaking to them myself. We had personal relationship with mankind. And boy, because of Adam's disobedience, we lost that. That's why I told you, we lost what? That personal encounter, that personal experience with God, man. Well, you can hear God, man, for yourself. That's what God, man, desire is. All the other things that he did through the prophet, that was his permissive will. That's what he had to permit, man, because mankind was separated from him. And down through time, man, mankind, because of that separation from him, couldn't hear the voice of God no more. So everything that I said that God was doing from Genesis chapter 3 all the way to Genesis to Revelation chapter 20 through the end of Revelation chapter 20 is a means to that one end, to where God, man, can once again cleanse us up from all our unrighteousness and all of the sin that Adam plunged all our life into and our hurt, man, that system that the devil set up on this earth that Adam gave him, the dominion that God gave him, and God, Adam turned around and gave that dominion over the earth to the devil, and the devil plunged our earth and our world, our pattern of arrangement, our system, into what it is here today. And we know, of course, that it's not on earth as it is in heaven. But that don't nullify, man, God's will. That's his will. You've been praying it all your life. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done, well, on earth. How? Just like it is in hell. How you going to accomplish that? Through your family of sons called mankind. So God sent his word, and his word healed us. His word saved us. His word redeemed our life from that destruction that Adam sold us in. His word lifted us up, and his word gave us our inheritance among all those who are set apart men to it. Who? His word. Everything that he do with his word. All things was made by him. And without him, who? The word was nothing made that was made. That's why the devil don't ever want you, man, to know the word of God for yourself. Here's how you put your faith in the wisdom of your preacher. Here's how you put your faith in the wisdom of man. That's why I always tell y'all on this radio broadcast. Don't just listen to what I say. Listen at what the Holy Spirit say to you about what I say. Because all I'm going to give you is the seed of the word of God. But it's the Holy Spirit that's going to water that seed and nourish that seed and cause that seed to sprout up, man, for it's a little bitty blade, then the ear, then the manifestation, man, that's the potential that's in the seed of the word. What's that? The manifestation of that word in our lives. In order for that to happen, man, you got to know the word. And thank God for, man, us, the fivefold ministry, and all of us, man, who are not in the fivefold ministry, that minister one to another. That's all good and everything else, but God want to take us further. Not that we deny or throw away, man, what we edify one another with in the word of God, but that we take that, man, and go all the way into the presence of the Most High God. Go all the way, man, behind the veil into the presence of the Most High God and allow, man, God to speak to you himself. Hallelujah. That's why he told the man Moses, tell the people, come down here, man, because I want to speak to them myself, just like I was speaking to Adam and Eve myself. I was walking and talking with Adam and Eve in the cool of the day, and, boy, they were communicating with me, not through a religious order, not through religious services, but, man, I'm talking about direct communication between the Creator, the Most High God. You see, he was speaking to them himself. And that's what he wanted to do in the earth today. That's what he's doing in the earth today. He's speaking to mankind himself. That's why I say, who can open up this book and tell us what's really going on? They say nobody could. Why? Because everybody, man, was speaking for God. So, man, you know, and let me tell you something, and the majority of the thing that we were speaking for God was God's permissive will. What he had to permit to go on because mankind was in a fallen state, was born in sin and shaped in iniquity. And the way, man, God was communicating with them men in the beginning through Adam, man, it wasn't that same no more. What he was doing in the beginning, he was talking to Adam and Eve himself. What happened after they disobeyed God and got out of the perfect will of God? Then God had to speak to them men through one another and through the law and the prophet and through mankind. What's going on in this day here that we're living in? He wants once again speak to you himself. That's where the growth is. That's where the development is. That's where the fulfillment is at. That's where, man, you know, we come to the knowledge of what's really going on. When you allow, man, God, by his son, Jesus Christ, the word of God, by the power of the Holy Ghost, to minister to us, the indestructible, incorruptible, ever-living seed of God's word to your life. And you know what Jesus Christ came, man, preaching when God said, hear ye him? You know what he came saying? As I am, so are you. The work that I do, so can you. As the Father sent me, so send I you. Good God Almighty. You know what else he came preaching? The main thing that he came preaching? All of your inheritance that you lost in Adam, man, I couldn't bring that back to you. You know what else he came preaching? All of the governing system of heaven, man, that you don't have a clue about, that you don't have no knowledge of, I come to bring that back to you. Isaiah said, and you hear me quoting this on this radio broadcast all the time, a virgin shall conceive and have a child, and you shall call his name Emmanuel. You know what Emmanuel is? God in man. Good God Almighty. Who? A woman, a virgin. Hallelujah. Why? Because the blood couldn't be contaminated. So God, man, you know, overshadowed her by the power of the Holy Ghost, boy, and produced, man, on the inside of her, an embryo, a body that started developing, man, through a pregnancy, man, and then was birthed in the earth. Where was that, boy? Unto us, a child is born. That's Jesus. That's the physical man. And unto us, a son is given. Mary born a child, God gave the son. Who is the son? Boy, that's the reigning king. That's the Christ. That's God himself living on the inside of a physical body. For what purpose, man? So that through that one, through that man, God living in that man, in that physical body, the word of God living in that body, boy, so that then we can come all the way back to God's original intent and desire for us. The same thing was that God would live in us. Hallelujah. That man, that we would be Emmanuel too. And you call us Emmanuel to what? God in me. God in you. God in I. The Bible says in the book of Colossians, say, I show you a mystery that's been hidden from ages and ages. What's that mystery? Christ in you. Just like, boy, God was in Jesus Christ in that physical body, it's the same thing, man, that God want to do in you and me. He want to dwell in our physical bodies so that there would be a Christ in you. So that would be that you would be an Emmanuel too, that we can call each other Emmanuel too. What? God in man, God in us. Not God around us and God among us, but God in us. Hallelujah. That's why Jesus Christ said, man, right now, God is among you. Right now, boy, the kingdom of heaven is among you. But, boy, when I finish doing what I'm doing, what he sent me to do, to cleanse you up and everything else, it's not going to only be among you and around you. It's going to be on the inside of you, glory to God. That's why, man, we're missing that, because we're looking for a kingdom to be among us and on the earth first. We're looking for, man, a manifestation first, man. But that ain't how God operates, man. You know, he was always around them, even after he was in them in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. But in Genesis chapter 3, they got separated from there. But he promised them something. I ain't going to never leave you, and I ain't never going to forsake you. I just can't be in you no more because your sin has separated you from me and us from one another. But I ain't never going to leave you. I ain't never going to forsake you. I'm going to always be around you. I just can't live in you no more. So me being around you is my permissive will, but that's not my perfect will. My perfect will is to live in you. And when Jesus Christ came to the earth, man, what he said unto us, a child is born and a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. What he came, man, to bring? He came to bring the governing system of God's original plan and intent. He came to bring the governing system of heaven, the way heaven is governed. Hallelujah. He came to bring that back to us so that we can get back in, man, on how God do things, what God is doing, and his ways of doing what he's doing, that governing system. And boy, he brought it back here, and he reestablished it back up on the earth. And now what our responsibility is, man, is to grow in the knowledge of that. And not only grow in the knowledge of that, but begin to apply that knowledge to our lives. And not only apply that knowledge to our life, but begin to practice that knowledge in our life. So where it becomes, man, a way of living. Till it become our way of living. Not just something that we'll be talking about, preaching about, and saying about, and praying about, but it's something that we are applying to our lives day by day by day by day. What? The daily bread that we have need of. Not just acting on it, but practicing that, man. Daily. That's what, man, constitutes, man, progress and development and growth. Not when you just apply it once. Man, let me tell you something. I hear my wife wanted a garden out here in our backyard, boy. And I'm talking about she got out there, man, and paid them people, man, to till up the ground. And before it tilled it up and everything else, man, it looked good out there, man. I mean, five or six rows, man, looked all pretty. The grass was gone, and the dirt looked pretty, man. And what she did, prepare the ground first. And then, man, you know, my brother, then they came and planted some seeds in there, man, some okra, some tomatoes, a few other things in there, man, and everything else. What they did, they came to the knowledge, man, that we wanted, that she wanted a garden. And then they understood the principle, you know. They came to understand how you do a garden. You got to first get the ground together and get all the weeds and everything else, prepare the ground. And then, man, you got to, man, plant the seed in the ground. That's coming to the knowledge of what you want, coming to the understanding of how to get what you want. And then, man, applying that knowledge and understanding, what? Planting the seed. But then where we missed it at, man, listen, it's one more step that we have to get to. You not only just got to come to the knowledge of what, man, God wants, and, man, come to the understanding of how to get what God wants, and then the third part, applying that knowledge and understanding, planting the seed. But, boy, here's the most crucial stage right here. You just can't plant the seed, come to the knowledge of it. Get the ground ready and plant the seed. That's a continuation that goes with that. What? Then, yeah, you got to, man, practice that. You just can't plant the seed out there, man, and leave it out there. Well, they're going to choke the seed. The grass and the weeds and the bugs and the conditions and the weather and everything else, they're going to come up and choke the word, man. And they're going to produce, man, wheat and tares. They're going to produce a few okra and a few tomatoes, but all that grass and everything else that's going on with it, that's growing up with it, man, that's going to choke the crop. So what you're saying, Arthur, it's not only, man, the observation of God's word and the interpretation of God's word and the application of God's word, but the fourth and most crucial statement that we perhaps, man, have not really, man, applied to our life is what? the cultivation of the seed. What that mean? That mean, man, you got to practice that application. You just can't plant the seed and leave it there. They did that, man. They produced a few acres, but more, you go out there and look in my backyard now. And then the weed and everything else that grew up and everything else. Why? Because, man, that's the same principle. Because what, we didn't practice it. We didn't keep up the ground. We didn't go out there, man, and get out all the weeds and the bugs and everything else that would come in and hinder the crop. That's just a little illustration to let us know, man, that, man, you know, because, man, like it produced, but it didn't produce, man, like we really, like God really intended for it to produce. He wanted, man, us to produce, man, not only fruit, but much fruit. Not only okra, but much okra, and continuously, year after year after year after year, every day of our lives. But in order to get that, you can't just, man, know how to know by the garden and know how to plant the garden and plant the seed. Man, you got to take care of that. You got to water that. You got to cultivate that. That's on a daily basis. That's continuously. That's practical application. That's not only applying the word of God to our life, but, man, continually applying it to our life on a daily basis, being steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of God. What? The practical application of God's word to our life on a daily basis. Because if you just go out there and plant the seed and everything, you get the ground ready and plant the seed, hey, it's going to grow. But, man, you know, the other thing going to grow, man, and choke, man, and choke it out along with it. That's why the Bible says some seed fall on thorny ground or stony ground, or thorny ground with weeds and bushes and everything else. And, man, you know, weed and tear grow up with it. And, man, it harms the harvest. All I'm saying is this, man. I use that illustration to say this, man. We got to come to the knowledge of God's word. We got to, man, come to the understanding of that knowledge of God's word that we have. Then we got to plant God's word into our lives. And then we got to practice that word, man, on a daily basis. Practical application, continuously applying and growing in the knowledge of God's word and applying it to our life and acting up on it and acting up on it and acting up on it, man, until, man, it produce, man, a bountiful harvest, man, continuously, year after year after year after year. But that's the same thing, man, that God trying to want us, man, to come to the knowledge of concerning his word, which is life. That's a law in the kingdom called a law of sowing and reaping. And if you sow, and if you sow it in the right way, I ain't talking about just sow and plant it. You got to continue to cultivate it daily. It become a way of life. Of what? Us practicing the word of God, man. Practical application. What's practical application? Practicing that, man. Continuing in the word of God. And being unmovable, steadfast and unmovable, man, and applying and watering, man, the word of God in our life, meditating in it day and night, observing how to do according to what's written in. And then, the Bible says, we shall make our way prosperous and have good success. He told Joshua after Moses, he said, hey, Josh, I want you to go and take my people into the kingdom of heaven. Moses got them out of Egypt. Moses got them saved. But I ain't just want to get them saved. I want to get them saved and bring them into this wilderness for a while so that I could, man, have them, man, repent. What? To get rid of that Egypt mentality by renewing their minds by the water of the word so that when they go into the promised land, when they go into the kingdom of God, then they got, man, they don't have Egypt mentality. They don't have slave mentality. They go into the kingdom of heaven, man, as free men. With not only freedom, man, and independence, man, but with that mentality. That's why Jesus said at first, man, repent. That means, man, you got to change your whole way of thinking because you're born in sin and shaped in iniquity. And then you have a slave mentality under the slavery of the devil. And his thoughts, his intent, that we've been born and conditioned and trained up in. If we want a man function properly in the kingdom of God and get all out of here, all that's got to change. You got to change your whole way of thinking. We got to let that mind that was in Christ Jesus be on the inside of us. And Lord, what constitutes that, man, is us being renewed. How? By the water and being washed, being brainwashed. How? By the water of the word. Until, boy, we think a whole different way. Instead of thinking I can't, we start thinking I can. Instead of thinking I'm sick, we start thinking I'm healed. Instead of thinking I'm cursed, we start thinking I'm blessed. Start thinking I'm poor and don't have enough. You start thinking, man, I'm rich and I have abundance. Your whole way of thinking, man, got to change. If you're going to live in the kingdom of heaven, in the kingdom of God, because ain't no poverty in there. Ain't no sickness in there. Ain't no disease in there. Ain't no racism in there. Ain't no black and white in there. And this way we thinking, man, and everything else, man, listen, that's what we were born and trained and conditioned to think like that. So we're born in a world with all that is. So when God saved us, then he bring us just like he did the children of Israel. He bring us into a wilderness experience so that, man, he can transform our way of thinking through the water, through the teaching, and through the edification, and through men of fivefold ministry, man, so that our minds can be renewed, so that when he takes us into our inheritance, what, the promised land, the kingdom of heaven, then, man, we got kingdom mentality. We got knowledge of kingdom government system and everything else. Why? So that we can function in the kingdom of heaven, man, properly. And, man, have that man just not preached about it, talked about it, sung about it, prayed about it, but manifested in our lives. And that's what brings glory to our Father. So I say in closing, man, that's the purpose for this radio, man, Kingdom Life Fellowship World Outreach Ministry. Is, man, in this wilderness experience that we're living in, man, to allow God, using his word, by the power of the Holy Spirit, to transform our whole way of thinking until we begin to think the thoughts of God. Until, boy, I'm talking about that same mind that was in Christ Jesus be on the inside of us. That we not be continually conformed to this world system that we live in, this world governance system that we live in, but we be transformed into the world of the system of the kingdom of heaven and that governing arrangement. How? By the renewing of your mind. Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. For what purpose? So you can prove or manifest, or have manifest in our life, the perfect will of God for our lives. What's the perfect will of God for our lives? That it be in our lives here on earth, just like it is in heaven. How is he going to accomplish that? Through his family of sons, whom he has redeemed from the curse of the law and translated over into his kingdom of his dear son and trained up and edified, so that, for what purpose are they? So that they can go and minister to mankind, boy, the perfect will of God for our lives. That's why God raised up Kingdom Life Fellowship Ministry. Not to say it's above or best more than any other ministry, or it's more than any other ministry. All the other ministries is the means to the end time message. What's the end time message? I close with this. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a testimony to every nation, and then the end is going to come. I'm going to say it one more time. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all of the world, in every nation, as a testimony to every nation, to every kindred, to every tongue, to every ethnic group, to every pattern of operation on this earth, to the government, to the political world, to the financial world, to the education world, to the agriculture world, to the hip-hop world, to the entertainment world, to the sports world, to every arrangement that's set up on this earth world. What got to take place? This gospel of the kingdom got to be preached into all those arrangements. And then the end. That's our part, to preach that message. Hey, listen, my wife, Gail, and I, and my family, we love y'all with the love of the Lord. We have one desire, and that we continuously be filled with the knowledge of God's will for our lives. So I would encourage you to continue listening to this broadcast. And if you would like any one of our messages that we share out here, man, our friend at the station, man, always give us, email us a copy of it. And if you would like, man, you need to hear it, hear it again. And we would love to send you a copy of all the messages that we have on this broadcast that will build you up and give you your inheritance. And, man, if you request it, we'll send it to you freely. And I would encourage you, man, to request that and get under the ministry of God's will and do like what God says. Seek first the kingdom of God. And if we could help you, we would love to send you these broadcasts that we do every Saturday, free of charge. All you got to do is call us. Our number is 713-870-3776. One more time, 713-870-3776. Otherwise, you don't remember that number, don't have a pencil, you can call KAYT 88.1 FM radio station and ask them about, man, the ministry that come on Saturday from 12 to 1. And more, they will be glad, I'm sure, to give you our number and our information. Once again, our number, 713-870-3776. We love you with the love of God. God bless you. We look forward to talking to you again next week. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LeBain. We at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry would like to thank you for allowing us the opportunity to serve you and your family. We trust that the messages on these broadcasts has been a tremendous blessing to your life. We pray